This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
Wisconsin may export more cranberries than any other state, but did you know that the state's ag industry also leads the country in exporting sweet corn, ginseng, and raw skin furs? That's a fancier way of saying farm-raised mink and fox that become coats or hats. Those fun facts come from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Dan Smith is with DATCAP's Agricultural Development Division, and he gave WPR's Brady Carlson a primer in state agricultural exports.
Dan Smith, welcome to WPR State of Change.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wisconsin exported some $3.4 billion worth of agriculture products in 2016. The state is 12th in the country in the value of its exports. First, where does that value come in? We're not just talking about raw cranberries and dairy products just kind of heading out into the world, are we?
No. Wisconsin has a very diversified agricultural production system and economy, which allows us to put together various products from different sectors to various markets around the world. And that's really important to the overall economic well-being of Wisconsin's agriculture economy. For instance, China is a big market for Wisconsin lumber exports. Some of that lumber is processed and re-exported out of China, but the majority is staying in the country for new homes and furniture. Some other products. We are also seeing potential growth for value-added products, an important part of Wisconsin's diversified agricultural production, such as ginseng beverages, craft beer, distilled spirits, and specialty dairy products are all growing in demand in the global marketplace.
Exports to China are rising, as you mentioned. Why is that, and what products in particular?
Well, China is obviously a major emerging market for U.S. agricultural exports. As China grows, it is making up a larger share of the global economy. So China will contribute more than one-third of global economic growth this year. Now, China was already a top 10 cheese buyer and is on pace to become the world's largest importer of cheese in the coming year. Along with the lumber that I mentioned and other products that flow into China, China is coming to American agriculture, Wisconsin in particular, to supply the new demand for their rising economic social classes.
One of the exports, and China's not the only country that's getting this from Wisconsin, that caught our attention, bovine genetics. For those who don't know what that means, what is being exported and what is it used for?
Well, four of the world's premier dairy genetic companies are located in Wisconsin. Their research facilities, their livestock, as they harvest semen from those livestock and ship that genetic potential around the world, is a great provider of Wisconsin-type genetics to the livestock industry across the globe.
Is there room for Wisconsin's agriculture sector to grow as an exporter? And if so, what new markets might the state pursue?
Oh, there is definitely room, and it is vitally important that there is that room. Our domestic production, especially in dairy, is exceeding our domestic demand. That gap between what we are supplying and what our domestic customers are demanding has to be filled by export markets. So at the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection here in Wisconsin, we have a team of five who make up the international trade team. And they travel throughout the world, Latin America, South America, of course, Mexico and Canada, but also Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, building relationships for Wisconsin farmers and Wisconsin businesses around the world so that they understand, our buyers understand, in the other parts of the world, what products that we have, how they are available. And then on this side of the equation, we have the trade organizations as such as the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. We also have the Center for Dairy Research here on campus. All of these organizations are constantly working to make sure that we are producing the type of products in the right packaging, in the right amount, that can address the demand in those areas around the world that the international trade team is visiting.
Dan Smith, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.